You mentioned, the amount of shows you play. It's crazy. According to setlist.fm, I wrote down your top three most played songs and how many
Okay.
times you played them. Do you want to take a guess as to what these three songs are and how often? I mean, these numbers are probably wrong, but the rough estimate.
Well, I think my top three most played songs will probably be Recovery.
That's number three.
That's number three.
That's number
Oh my
three.
God. I Still Believe.
Number two.
Number two, Photosynthesis.
Number
Oh
one.
my God, look at
Look at
that. I
that.
mean, the thing about that's interesting because obviously to some degree it's just about how long the song's been around.
Yeah.
Photosynthesis is a much older song than Recovery. That's fascinating, actually. In terms of numbers of times, I mean, the problem with it is I'm vaguely familiar with the workings of setlist.fm, I think it
Yeah.
is. And somebody's uploaded my kind of list of past shows onto it, but like the vast majority of the early ones don't have a
Don't have
set
anything.
list because no one
It
was
was
writing
only
it down. And
you,
I mean, I'm not even sure I was writing it down, do you know what I mean? And it's a surprising thing. A friend of mine who runs a, there's a festival in England called 2000 Trees, which is sort of like my home festival. I
Great
love that
festival.
place. And they, James sent me my set, a photo of my set list, which was written on a paper plate from like 2007 or something. And
Yeah.
I was like, huh, I played that? It, like, and also in that order? Like, that seems mad to me
Yeah.
now. But, you know, I mean, that's one of the things that, to get philosophical for a second, a show is an ephemeral thing. It happens once in one place with one stage and one group of people. And that's one of the things I like about it. It's not a bottle-able commodity in a way, you know, it's a moment in time. That's what I do for a living. I create moments. And so that made sense that day. My memory of that show, to the extent that I have one, is that it went quite well. So good for 2007, me.
Yeah.
The numbers of times, I mean, Photosynthesis has got to be more than 1,000, right?
All three of these are over 1,000.
Oh, okay. God damn.
And I'll say one and two, photosynthesis and I Still Believe are only three plays apart.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't enormously surprise me. I mean, 2,000? I don't know.
Photosynthesis 1,666, I Still Believe 1,663, Recovery 1,377.
I mean, this is the thing. I'm actually pretty sure I've played Photosynthesis more times than that.
Really?
Because there were so many, because that was that song's on my second record and I played it so many times. And indeed, without giving too much away, we'll be playing it tonight.
Well.
And it's a funny thing, like, I mean, there are times when people go, doesn't that get boring or whatever? And the answer to that is obviously not. I mean, it gets boring in rehearsal because, I mean, to be honest, when we're running a set list in rehearsal, we usually get a first instance. I play the intro and everyone goes, yeah,
We
it's
know how
fine.
to do this one.
Yeah, don't need to run that guy. It's, you know, again, a show is not an isolated event. The whole point of it is it's an exchange of energy and ideas with an audience. And the audience is different. And tonight there's going to be a different audience to any show I've ever played ever. And they will react in a slightly different way. And that means that playing this song is not boring. It's interesting. You know,
Yeah.
it's because, and it, ultimately, if you were in a band where it didn't matter who you were playing to, I think you're doing it wrong. Do you know what I mean? It's like it should absolutely matter.
Yeah.
The audience should be part of the show. Otherwise, you're basically talking to yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a strange thing.
Yeah. Chicago, great place.
Yes.
We
Yeah.
got Green River right now. Did you catch that?
Oh, no, I haven't. To be honest, this is the nature of touring. I have not been anywhere other than the bus in
Oh,
the
that is
USA
enough.
so far
Okay.
today. You've got terrible weather today as well.
Yeah, we do tend to.
Yeah, which we're all a little nervous about because everyone's supposed to be flying home tomorrow. So,
Yeah.
I love Chicago, though. I mean, it's a city I only know through touring. It's a funny, I mean, it's funny. Some, you know, my friends back home be like, do you know Chicago? And it's like, well,
I
I
know the
know that.
Aragon Ballroom,
Yeah, I
maybe.
know the area, the Aragon Ballroom, the Metro, and
Yeah.
blah, 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 and the areas around them. I mean, this is our first time at Saltshed. This place is rad.
Place is
It's
incredible.
really cool. I mean, at the risk of sounding a tiny bit Aerosmith, like the backstage is delightful. Like you know, they've got notes for everybody on the note paper and,
Got custom
yeah,
coasters.
custom goes to the whole nine yards. So, which is a nice way to finish the tour. We were in
Absolutely.
Davenport, Iowa yesterday, and everybody there was lovely, but the venue was a lot more kind of spit and sawdust, should we say?
I'm from Chicago. That's why I'm here. I'm on spring
Okay.
break right now. I go to the University of Iowa, and I've been to the Capitol Theater a few times,
Yeah.
and this is quite the establishment. You
Yeah,
know,
it's a
it's
different vibe. But I mean,
yeah.
but at the same time, like one of the things I always pride myself on, there's a lot of British acts who played a handful of shows in like Boston, New York, Philly, Chicago, and LA, and then go, oh, we tried to break America and it didn't work or whatever. Yeah. And it's just like, it's because you barely went there.
But here you are in Davenport, Iowa.
Yeah, we've, and you know, I've done all 50 states. I did them all in a row.
50 states.
Yeah, which was a terrible decision, but is now in the past. Yeah. You know, and like, we've played a million shows in Ohio, and we've been to Mississippi, and we've been to Portland, Maine, 10 times probably, and all the rest of it. And, you know, occasionally I do talk to friends of mine in British, so like, how is it that you have a career over there? And it's just like, dude, there's only one answer to that question, which is graft.
Yeah.
Like, it's a continent. That's like saying, oh, we played Berlin and we didn't break Europe. It's just like, there's more of it. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to put the hours in, which is one of the things I've always liked about America. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of built for touring, and there's so much of it that you can just sort of keep footling around kind of indefinitely.
Yeah, for sure. My first time seeing you, 2023 at Riot Fest here in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, cool.
Electric set. Like, I was waiting for Puck, which is a great little Canadian punk band.
I know, but we took them on their first European tour.
So are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, I love those guys.
Yeah, and I was stoked for them, but I was got there early, and I saw you, and I have a picture of me, giving them a little recap, and it's like, Frank Tennessee and Soul, like my new favorite band.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Awesome. And it was just sick as hell, and I remember very specifically that show, you brought out Jarrett Reddick.
I've talked
to him before. He's brought him up. You brought him out to, I think, play harmonica or something like that. Do you bring people out a whole lot? Do you remember that show in particular?
I do remember that show. I remember that weekend. The show itself, I remember, again, this is the thing. I remember the show going well. I remember coming off stage and feeling good about it. Mm-hmm. My enduring memories of that weekend were my guitar tape being an absolute, getting drunk and being an absolute terrorist backstage. he found a massive shoe. One massive shoe and put it on and just started limping around the place, and the security decided that he was genuinely disabled and started carrying him around, and it was just complete bedlam. I saw Tomahawk play, which was awesome. Yeah. I saw Postal Service, which was cool. And I saw one of the highlights that weekend is I got to watch Snapcase side of stage, and I grew up with that kind of music. So and I kind of vaguely know the Snapcase guys a little bit, or at least Daryl. And it was just, that was such a cool thing because, I mean, they're not the biggest band in the world, but like the lineup of people watching Snapcase from side of stage was impressive. Do you know what I mean? It was like Ben Gibber was there and I was there, and the guys from Rise Against were all there and everything. And everyone was just kind of like, you know, there was a medium sized crowd, but you're sort of looking around and being like, you should be paying attention to these guys.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they played a lot of stuff on Progression Through Unlearning, and that made me very happy. So, happy.
Absolutely. I kind of feel that way. I saw Helmet at Riot Fest this past year.
Oh, nice.
Side stage was pretty cool. Green Day, Jack White. Yeah, just like these powerhouses.
Yeah. You know? Helmet, like, I haven't seen Helmet for 20 plus years, but they're an incredible and a gigantically influential band.
Yeah.
But to go to what you're saying about getting people up, I mean, we do get people up on stage every now and again. I mean, I've never quite been the kind of loads of collabs type of guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you watch a Coldplay show or something, and there's like someone getting up every other song or whatever.
Noel Gallagher up
there.
Yeah,
and it's just, at a certain point, it becomes a little bit like, check out my famous friends.
Yeah.
And that doesn't sit super well with me. Mm-hmm. We had a thing years ago. We when I did my first arena headline show, this was in 2012, and we had a bit where someone plays harmonica, and I was kind of going through the list of kind of notable people I knew who were coming to the show, and like, you know, Ricky Gervais was coming, Daniel Radcliffe was coming, whatever. Yeah. And it was just like every single one of them just felt a bit gross. No reflection on that, but just the implication of the crowd is, check me out, I know this guy. And in the end, we got my mum to do it, which was way cooler because she brought the house down. I mean, everyone went ape shit. So, you know, I prefer that kind of thing. I mean, we had on this tour, we were in Anaheim, and my friend Mike from NoFX came down, and we got him up to play harmonica on a song that he wrote, which seemed like a justifiable use of that trick.
Sure.
But generally speaking, I'm kind of the opinion. I'm kind of the opinion that, like, if I buy a ticket to see a band, I kind of want to see them play.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like the occasional pop up can be kind of cool. And I've seen one or two in my time. This is about as obscurantist as I'm going to get in this interview, but like, do you know Sun O?
And I do. Ooh, they're
the kind of doom band.
They're coming to Iowa City, which is where
you should go.
Yeah.
Take earplugs.
Okay.
They are the loudest band
really in
history, and it is more performance art than it is music. But almost don't listen to anything ahead of time. Just go down and brace yourself. Like, strap it. It's not unlike taking acid. Like, going to see them. But I saw them play, and they had Justin Broderick from Godflesh got up and made some extra noise for a bit. It's probably the best way of putting it. And that excited me a lot, and that was really cool. But yeah, I don't want to overdo